Welcome back, and let's build a snare that has that old-school VHS rave snap, but still hits clean in a modern drum and bass mix. Today we're in Ableton Live 12, and the goal is simple. Take a basic snare and give it more edge, more personality, and more forward movement without making it harsh or overcooked. We're not trying to make the snare huge and glossy. We want it to snap, cut through the groove, and feel a little bit aged in a cool way. This is a really useful skill in DNB because the snare is one of the main anchors of the track. It tells the listener where the halftime pulse lives. It helps the drop feel powerful. And if the snare is dull, the whole loop can feel flat, even if the bass is great. So let's work in context. Start a new live set and set the tempo around 170 BPM. Build a simple drum pattern with kick, snare, and a few light hats or shakers. Put the snare on beats 2 and 4. That gives us the classic DNB backbeat to shape against. Now choose a clean, solid snare sample as your foundation. You want a sample with a clear attack, a short tail, and enough mid-range body to support the sound. If it already has tons of room, reverb, or a super long ring, it'll be harder to shape. A tight sample gives you way more control. Here's the first big idea: think in contrast, not loudness. A snare feels snappier when the transient stands out from the rest of the drum group. It does not just need to be louder. It needs to feel more defined at the start. Now let's build the snare in two layers inside drum rack. Put your main snare on one pad. This is the body layer. Then add a second snare or clap-like hit on another pad. This is the snap layer. The second layer should be shorter, sharper, and lighter in tone. A rim shot, tight snare, clap snare hybrid, or even a trimmed break snare can work well. Set the body layer around normal level, and bring the snap layer in much lower at first. Start it around 8 to 12 dB quieter, then raise it until you can hear the attack clearly. If you can hear it as a separate sound, it's probably too loud. You want one unified hit, not two different snares fighting each other. Now open the snap layer in simpler, tighten it up, trim any extra tail, and make sure the sample starts fast. Keep the attack immediate. If the sample is too long, shorten the start and end points until you're left with mostly the transient and just a little bit of body. If it's still too messy, lower the sample volume before you start doing heavy EQ. A good beginner mistake to avoid here is chasing brightness too early. A lot of the time, when a snare feels weak, the real problem is not the high end. It's that the tail is too long and smearing the hit. So first, tighten the length. Next, shape the layers with EQ8. On the snap layer, high pass around 120 to 180 HE so low mud stays out of the way. Then, if you need more crack, add a small boost somewhere around 2.5 to 5 kHE. If it gets sharp or painful, cut a little narrow band around 3.5 to 6 kHE. Small changes matter here. You're just trying to give the snare a focused speaking range. On the body layer, keep more of the mid-range weight. That's what gives the snare its size and foundation. You may even soften some top end if the snap layer already supplies enough attack. This separation is the whole trick. In drum and bass, the kick and sub own the low end, so the snare needs to live mostly in the mid and upper mid space. The body layer gives weight, and the snap layer gives attitude. Now let's add some movement and grit with drum bass. Put drum bass after the snare layers, either on the snare group or on the whole drum rack if your kit is simple. Start gently. Try drive around 5 to 15%. And bring transients up somewhere around 10 to 30. Keep boom low or off for now. If the top gets brittle, use damp to tame it. Soft clip can be very useful if you want that slightly compressed, old-school edge. The transient control is especially important here. It helps the snap layer read clearly through the mix. If the snare gets too sharp, back off the drive before you reduce transients. If it gets too thick, use EQ rather than trying to solve everything with more processing. Now add a little saturator. Keep it subtle. Start with around 1 to 4 dB of drive and turn soft clip on if you want a little extra firmness. The point is not to destroy the sound. The point is to add a bit of tape-like harmonic color, like a worn cassette or an old rave sample that has been played a few too many times. That's the VHS rave character we're after. If the snare starts sounding fizzy, back the saturator off and let drum bass do the punch work. If you want more bite, tiny changes are better than big ones. At this point, it's smart to resample. Create a new audio track, set the input to resample, and record a few bars of the snare pattern with the processing on. This is useful because it commits the sound, and it often makes the result feel more finished. It also gives you something you can trim, duplicate, or drop back into simpler later. When you listen back to the resampled version, check whether the tail is a little shorter and the transient feels more solid. That slightly worn in feeling is perfect for old school jungle and darker roller styles. If you want an extra layer of authenticity, duplicate the resampled hit and blend it quietly under the original. That can add a bit of texture without changing the core punch. Now let's talk groove. A great DNB snare is not just a hit, it's part of the track's motion. You can use groove pull lightly, but keep it controlled. A little swing can help, but don't make the timing sloppy. Usually, the best move is to keep the main snare locked on the grid and let the snap layer lead the ear just a tiny bit. You can even nudge the snap layer a few milliseconds earlier if it helps the attack feel faster. That can make the snare jump out more without changing the overall pocket. It's a small move, but in fast music, small moves matter a lot. Also, use longer loop testing. A 1-bar loop can lie to you. An 8-bar loop tells the truth. The snare needs to stay exciting after repeated hits, not just on the first playthrough. So loop out a full phrase and listen like a dancer, not like a sound designer. Does the snare still feel alive after a while? Does it cut through the bass? Does it stay clear when the hats and kicks get busy? If you need more energy in the arrangement, automate it. For the intro, you can keep the snare a little darker and less snappy, like it's coming off a tape machine. Then, as you move into the build, slowly increase brightness or transient intensity. At the drop, bring in the full snap blend. In a switch-up, you might even remove the body layer briefly and let the snap and break accents carry the phrase. That kind of evolution keeps the track moving. It makes the snare feel like it belongs to the arrangement, not just the loop. Now check the sound in mono with utility. This is important because DNB bass lines can get wide and intense, and your snare still has to survive in the middle of that. Make sure the snap is still audible in mono, and make sure the main snare doesn't disappear when the bass comes in. If needed, reduce the stereo width a bit. Clean up some low mid buildup, or make the bass harmonics leave a little more room. Here's a simple rule to remember: if the snare sounds exciting soloed but weak in the full mix, it's not finished yet. Always judge it with kick, bass, and hats playing together. A few common problems to watch for: if the snap layer takes over and sounds like a clap pasted on top, lower it a few dB and shape it with EQ instead of volume. If the sound gets brittle, reduce saturation and rely more on transient shaping. If the snare feels small, check the tail before boosting highs. A short, focused snare often feels bigger than a smeared one. And keep a clean version nearby. Duplicate the track before heavy processing, so you always have a reset point if the texture gets too damaged. If you want to push this even further, try a parallel crunch return. Send the snare to a return track, add a little drum boss or saturator there, and blend it in quietly. That gives you attitude without flattening the main hit. You can also try a tiny bit of redux for a worn tape flavor, but keep it subtle. Too much bit reduction will wreck the punch fast. Let's finish with a quick practice challenge. Build three versions of the same snare at 170 BPM. First, a clean body snare. Second, a body snare plus snap layer. Third, a body snare plus snap layer with drum boss and light saturator. Then loop them with kick, hats, sub, and bass, and compare them in context. Mute and unmute the snap layer. Adjust the snap volume in small steps. Try 1 or 2 dB of extra drive. Check the whole thing in mono. Your goal is to find the version that feels the most finished without losing punch. That's the sweet spot. Not the loudest snare. Not the most damaged snare. The one that locks into the groove and gives the track that old-school VHS rave personality. So to recap, keep one layer for body, one layer for snap, high pass the snap, use drum boss for transient energy, add just a touch of saturation for grit, and always judge the snare in the full DNB mix. If you do that, you'll get a snare that snaps hard, sits forward, and carries that nostalgic jungle rave color without falling apart. Nice work. Now save that rack, because this one is absolutely worth reusing in your next roller, jungle edit, or darker drop.